Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then a slight chance of drizzle late will drop down to the lower 40s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 58. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. And Thursday, partly sunny, we'll see temperatures at 55. Currently, it's 53.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville with tremendous rebates available. Rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Many of the nation's ag bankers are in Milwaukee for their annual conference. Keynote speaker David Cole, noted ag economist, he talks about the stages of the farm economy.
I kind of make it of the seasons of the year. You take that period from 2006 to 2012, she was the summer, high commodity prices in every major commodity. And then that period from about 2013 through right about now, I call it the fall of the year. In other words, commodity prices are in an elongated kind of reset. And people have been pretty resilient because they had built up working capital. Of course, land values were strong, so we have equity on the balance sheet. I see this period about 2018 to 2021. It's going to be the winter period. And what I'm starting to observe in this winter period is that I've got a certain group of producers that have made adjustments, and they're making a little money. I've got another group, I call them kind of the bridge. They're looking for a refinance. And then I've got another 30% of producers kind of out there at the end of the pier. And those people are kind of burning through what we would call land equity, et cetera. But what the spring of the year, and you'll see it every cycle, it'll occur somewhere around 2021 to 2025. I call it the spring of the year because what will happen is we'll weed out some of the inefficient, some of the less progressive type of managers, and those 40% will selectively buy out the operations that are inefficient. So we're going through these four seasons. This is an elongated downturn. 1980s was like a Clayton Kershaw curveball, just dropped off the table for about 5 years, and we slowly came back. This is what I call a grinder cycle, a little bit longer.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Beloit Chief of Police David Elam says that a 20-year-old man's cause of death has been ruled as a single self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officers and deputies responded to the report of an unresponsive man with a head injury around 1:20 a.m. Saturday morning. KSN reports that the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, Mitchell County Sheriff's Office, and the Beloit Police Department investigated the case.
A Kansas City, Kansas man has pled no contest in the 2015 fatal shooting of an Overland Park man. 20-year-old Marquise Stokes was scheduled to go on trial yesterday, but instead entered the plea to second-degree murder in the June 2015 death of 18-year-old Valik Henderson. Henderson was fatally shot inside his home. 19-year-old Trayvon Anderson also died at the home. Court documents said that Stokes helped Anderson during an attempted robbery at Henderson's home. Investigators say that Henderson and Anderson shot each other. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is coming soon, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week from November 17th to 24th.
Don't just survive the holidays, slay the season with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance products. Fuel stronger workouts with GNC Amp Whey Bolic Protein. It's clinically proven to increase strength. GNC Amp Rip Vitapack burns more calories. And Performix Iridium SSTI delivers explosive energy for every workout. Save today with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance. Hustle to GNC or GNC.com. Sale ends November 22nd. Slay the season, only at GNC. Live well.
Legislators, former employees, and family members say the state agency in Kansas charged with protecting children from abuse and neglect works instead to hide how it operates. A former State Department for Children and Family supervisor says she was told to shred notes from meetings and not document anything after a child's death. The department has faced increased scrutiny because of five high-profile deaths of young children in 5 years and a scathing state audit of the state's foster care system last year. A jury has acquitted a man accused of stealing equipment from an animal laboratory at the University of Kansas. The Douglas County jury found 37-year-old Matthew Renard not guilty of one count of burglary and two counts of theft. Renard had been accused of taking thousands of dollars of equipment, such as a veterinary camera, from KU in June. He has been released from jail. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The Omaha Public Power District says it plans to use the renewable sources to provide half the energy it sells to retail customers by 2020. President and CEO Tim Burke says the utility is working on a request for proposals to add up to 300 megawatts of wind energy. The company also plans to build a 160-megawatt wind farm in Wayne County that's expected to open in 2019. An Emerson woman has been sentenced up to 4 years in prison for stealing at least $100,000 from her employer. 36-year-old Holly Koopman was sentenced in Thurston County District Court, 16 to 48 months in prison. She pled guilty in August to two felony counts of theft. She was also ordered to pay $100,000 in restitution. Nebraska regulators plan to announce their decision next week on the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline route across the state. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Citywide cleanup is this week. Yard waste and tree limbs may be left curbside for city pickup. Leaves and grass clippings should be boxed or bagged, and limbs trimmed to manageable size. Overlay work continues on U.S. 36 Highway and is expected to be complete by next week. Sustained temperatures of at least 40 degrees are necessary for the asphalt work. A motion to proceed with engineering services for a state highway grant application in 2018 for work in 2019 to replace the 10th and Sutter Street intersection and a portion of U.S. 77 extending south was approved. Consensus was also to apply for a transportation alternative grant for Brick Street replacement with Broadway from 5th to 6th first priority. Approval was given to move forward with advertising and accepting sealed bids for a property at 7th and Walnut. Councilman Fry urged the right to refuse any or all offers based on adjacent city improvements, including the walking trail and city park adjoining the property just to the east. The motion passed unanimously. City Administrator Austin St. John shared a map identifying downtown trees and locations where trees had been. Business and property owners were surveyed as to their preference, and a majority were in favor or indifferent as to a proposal that the city plant and maintain trees at most locations. A more detailed proposal will be forthcoming. Existing healthy trees will be preserved with the goal of locating 3 to 4 trees within each block from 7th to 11th Streets on Broadway. A long-range planning workshop is planned for December 4th with new council members to be invited. A motion to allow city employees an extra day off for Christmas on December 26th was approved on a 5-2 vote, with Gross and Schroller voting no. The last council meeting in December will be the following Wednesday, December 7th. An injury accident was reported south of Beatty Sunday evening shortly before 10 p.m. Tanya Hoger, age 52, of Home City, swerved to avoid a deer on U.S. 36 just west of the Beatty Junction. He was taken to CMH in Marysville with injuries. An accident in Washington County Friday on U.S. 36, a half mile east of Cross Creek Road. Packet of Lamar's, Iowa, rolled a vehicle onto its side. A passenger in the vehicle was taken to CMH in Marysville. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County Thursday morning on 168th Road near Baileyville. Caitlin Leertz, age 16, of Baileyville, lost control, went into the ditch. The vehicle rolled. She was taken to CMH in Marysville with possible injuries. The accident happened shortly before 7:30 a.m. Two arrests last Wednesday. Jason Wassenberg, age 29, of Marysville, arrested on a Marshall County warrant for possession of narcotics and possession of paraphernalia, as well as a warrant for burglary and theft of property services. Abby Parks, age 33, of Great Bend, was arrested on a warrant for identity theft in Marshall County, interference with a law enforcement officer, theft of property and services, and driving while suspended. George Eichelberger, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the State Line, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for George Eichelberger.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Oh, it is on. MAC presents the Red Velvet Cake War Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 at the MHS Auditorium. It's time for the Verdeen Family Reunion, and Gaynell, Peaches, and Jimmy Wyvette are going to make sure this happy, loving, you're just going to have to come see this for yourself. Admission is $10 for adults, $9 for senior citizens, and $5 for students. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you best be finding out who makes the best red velvet cake in this war.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We do have a low pressure system making its way across the central upper parts of the Midwest, which is bringing some cloud cover across the area. And we could see a little bit of some precipitation for tonight. Otherwise, as we head into the middle of the week, it looks like we're going to see dry weather before more chances for some rain showers as we head towards the end of the week. The good news is we're definitely still going to continue to see these mild temperatures. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly cloudy upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance of storms and a slight chance of drizzle, lower 40s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. For Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 55. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain showers. We'll see temperatures at 47. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For propane delivery, call on Hoover's in Greenleaf. Propane is a safe, efficient, economical choice for home heating, cooking, and other chores. For propane delivery, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201. Offering prompt delivery and excellent customer service, Hoover's is just a phone call away. For your propane delivery needs, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201. Average high temperature mid-November, 56. Record high on this date, 84 in 1999. The average low, 34. The record low is 4 degrees in 1986. Sunset this evening, 5:09. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06.
Thanksgiving makes an early arrival this year, so it's already time for advanced prep. A little advice for the overwhelmed today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 14th, the 318th day of the year. Britain's Prince Charles celebrates a birthday. Turkey Day is just over a week away, and if you'll be hosting the big meal, now is the time for some battleground preparation. Here's a few things that can be done early. Clean up countertop clutter and make room in the fridge for prepared dishes and leftovers. Clean tarnished silverware and check for spots on glassware. And since the big bird will require most of your attention, consider preparing appetizers, soups, side dishes, and desserts in advance. We have a long list of make-ahead Thanksgiving dishes on our website. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. You can always learn more online at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2017 Buick Envision, the new Chevy Equinox, a 2018 Chevy Impala, and more. Several units in on trade, too, priced right and ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Senior center Shaquille Morris had 18 points and 10 rebounds in just 22 minutes to lead the number 6 2-0 Wichita State Shockers past College of Charleston 81-63 last night. Morris was 7 of 11 from the floor and part of the Shockers' dominating interior. The Kansas City Chiefs waived defensive tackle Roy Miller 2 days after he was arrested in Florida and accused of assaulting his wife during an argument at their home. Miller signed a $1.4 million one-year contract with the Chiefs this past offseason. And Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost says he nearly died after a fall on his farm near Atlanta just over a week ago. Yost is confined to a wheelchair for the next 2 months, but vowed that, quote, by spring training, I should be pretty much full go, end quote. Mid-America Network Sports.
What if hiring could be easier? With more qualified candidates and faster results, what if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just 1 day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is coming soon, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items, with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week, from November 17th to 24th.
Kansas and Wichita State, the only two Kansas teams named in the latest AP poll. Wichita State moved up a spot to number 6 in the first regular season Associated Press poll after their 109-57 beatdown of UMKC last Friday night. Kansas, meanwhile, picks up a couple of first-place votes as they stay at number 4. They'll battle number 7 Kentucky in Chicago tonight. The undefeated Fort Hays State Tigers have earned the number 1 overall seed in the Super Regional 3 of the NCAA Division II Football Championship. The bid breaks a 22-year team absence from the tournament for the Tigers, who will face the winner of a Round 1 matchup between Ferris State and Wachita Baptist. The Round 2 game will be played in Hays on the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. And tonight on the court, it's the K-State Wildcats and UMKC Kangaroos. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action, Kansas State versus UMKC. Pregame at 6, tip-off at 7, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Kansas and Kentucky, 8 o'clock pregame, 8:30 tip-off, live on FM 95.5.
Football fans, tickets still remain for K-State's final game of the season as the Wildcats host the Iowa State Cyclones this Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 25th in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A Wildcat 4-pack is just $149, and Ahern Fund members and season ticket holders can purchase general admission tickets for just $35. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the final K-State football home game Saturday, November 25th. Go Cats!
D&J Ag Products wishes our troops away from home and family a happy Thanksgiving. America is grateful for your loyalty. From D&J Ag Products in Diller, Nature's Alpine Distributor, Starter and Foliar Fertilizer, Slow Release Nitrogens, Cattleman's Choice Lou Mix, Liquid Tubs and Dry Mineral for all kinds of livestock. Shop Quick reminds listeners that this time of the year is for cherishing the good memories, celebrating the cheer around all the love that surrounds. May you all have a wonderful holiday spending time with family and friends. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from the friendly and helpful crew at Shop Quick in Wilbur. Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home hopes that everyone will take part in giving thanks for friends and family, health and hearth, bounty and blessings, and our great country. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all, from the staff at Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Tiny plantlets along the edge of the leaves give rise to this plant's common name. Consider adding the mother of thousands, Kalanchoe, also pronounced Kalancho, to your indoor garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This succulent has large blue-green leaves that cover the stem from top to bottom. Small plantlets form along the leaves and eventually drop to the ground and form roots. These small plants can be transplanted into a container of their own. Grow the mother of thousands, Kalanchoe, in a brightly lit location in a well-drained potting mix. A terracotta pot with drainage holes filled with a cacti and succulent potting mix will ensure good drainage. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil starts to dry. Fertilize as needed when plants are actively growing in spring and early summer. Use a dilute solution of houseplant fertilizer. Move to a cool location and allow the soil to go a bit drier during the winter months. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Imagine a world in which you could not see anything nor hear a sound. That was this lady's world, yet she overcame the obstacle to touch lives around the world. Her story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes, and now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Helen Keller was born in 1880. At the age of six, teacher Ann Sullivan came to Helen's home in Alabama. Eventually, Annie made a breakthrough with Helen. The accomplishments of the pair are still amazing today.
She was the first deafblind in the world to graduate from college. She graduated in 4 years with honors, and that was with Annie sitting in the classroom, listening to the lectures, spelling them into Helen's hands.
Lynn Weaver at the Keller home in Tuscumbia, Alabama, explains there were few Braille textbooks. Helen had to memorize all of those lectures that were spelled to her. She eventually learned to speak.
Helen would make the sound she was feeling because she wasn't hearing anything. When she said it correctly, they would tell her, and then she would practice it until she could remember how you make every sound. She gave speeches all over the world and all over the United States and never heard a word she said.
Helen could not see the world with her eyes, yet she experienced traveling the world around.
She was a counselor for the Foundation for the Blind. She would speak to the government officials wherever she went to encourage them to do whatever they could do to help the blind and the deaf and the handicapped in their country.
Ann Sullivan died in 1936 at the age of 70. She spent 50 years with Helen. Helen continued to inspire others through the words she could not hear, yet moved so many to action.
Helen died in 1968. She was 87. She actually worked till she was 80, traveling all over the world.
Helen's girlhood home, Ivy Green, is open to visitors, a place where you can learn the inspirational story of Miss Keller and her teacher, Ann Sullivan. Traveling the countryside in Tuscumbia, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Winter is hard on water pipes, especially in unheated outbuildings. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Take steps now to winterize pipes and save a lot of time, money, and headaches as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
Kubota, pioneers of the subcompact tractor, have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate, ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for. See it at your local Kubota dealer today.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One of the challenges of winter is keeping the water pipes from freezing in your outbuildings, especially when they're not heated. Even if you live in a moderate climate, a long cold snap will give you headaches if the pipes burst. Richard Beard is an ag engineering specialist at Utah State University. He says the first step in protecting your pipes is to turn off the water to the outbuilding and drain the pipes. If there's no water in them, there won't be a problem. If the water can't be shut off, Beard says you'll have to add a heat source and insulation to protect the pipes.
One of the simplest things is heat tape. That seemed to work real well. As long as you have electricity, that will do the job. It's not too difficult to add. You can wrap the pipes in heat tape, put some insulation wrap around them, and that will take care of it.
You can also install a thermal control unit that will turn the heat tape on when the temperature drops below a certain degree setting. When the temperature rises, it'll automatically shut off. Water lines that run through a heated area will benefit from having some sort of insulation wrapped around them. Keep the critters in mind when insulating exposed pipes in barns and sheds, however. They may find the insulation nice to chew on. Sometimes water lines and storage tanks aren't being used, but it's not possible to drain the water from them. Beard says an option that's becoming very popular in this case is to use antifreeze that's meant for RVs.
If you have a place where water's going to stand, say some kind of a holding unit or tank where water's going to be in over the winter, but you don't want to insulate the whole thing, you can use this RV-type insulation to keep that water from freezing. And then, of course, in the spring, before you use it again, you need to drain everything out and flush out the system.
You'll find more tips for winterizing water pipes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Oh,
broadband. It's almost an oxymoron, given how much of rural America does not have high-speed internet. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? It's strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
Remember this sound? Just a distant memory for most of us, but some rural areas still have only dial-up internet access. Expanding rural broadband is a priority for Janine Miller, Senior Advisor on Rural Infrastructure at the USDA. Miller says both the public and private sectors are seeking solutions for rural broadband.
This country has built all of our efficiencies, all of our growth over the centuries is based on our infrastructure innovation and prowess. And other countries have long tried to replicate us, and they are successful here and there. But we still have a long way to go for what our infrastructure really can do for our economy.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Consumers want to know where their food comes from how cattle are raised and what producers fed those animals. Bob Cervera with more.
Ranchers need to be prepared to answer questions as consumers become further removed from the farm. Johann DeMulemeister is a business development manager for Allflex. He says winning consumer trust goes back to providing traceable information on each animal. Implementing a system to trace cattle begins at birth. By utilizing technology like tissue sampling units, or TSUs, ranchers can collect DNA effectively and efficiently.
Through new technologies, farmers can, for a very affordable price, can accommodate that need. It's actually very simple. The farmer just, from the start when the animal is born, they just take a sample, a tissue sample, that is stored in a preservative liquid that so that the DNA in that sample is actually very intact.
A TSU can be used for genetic and bovine respiratory diarrhea testing without compromising the DNA sample for future testing. Collecting TSUs for each animal allows consumers to trace their steak back to the animal and the farm from which it came.
At a certain point in time, a consumer can take a piece of meat and say, okay, I want to be reassured that this is meat coming from your animals, then the sample that is taken at birth from that animal can be matched or dismatched with that piece of meat. It's a very simple test and cost efficient.
Visit CustomCattleTags.com to purchase TSUs and applicators. DeMulemeister was a featured speaker at this year's World Angus Forum in Scotland. Visit WorldAngusForum2017.com for more information. I'm Bob Cervera.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the breeding bulls. Paul Kevin cows will include from area consigners over 300 head, black, white face, and Hereford Paul Kevin cows, mostly 2 to 6 years old. They'll have Angus, Hereford, Black Simmental, and Balancer sired, August through October calves by side. We'll have a complete dispersal of the Lauren Dieters estate. They'll have 105 black cows, They'll be 3 years and older. They'll be bred to Angus Bull and start calving late January. We'll have another dispersal at Dennis Kelly Estate, consisting of 105 black-white-faced cows. They'll be 3 years older. 53 of these cows will have big 350 to 500-pound Angus fire calves by side, and all the cows will be bred to black Angus bulls for March calving. We'll have 125 black cows that will be 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus and black Simmental bulls for February-March calves. 30 semi-Angus first calf heifers will be bred to low birth weight bulls for late January and February calves. We'll have 29 fancy black-white-faced first calf heifers. They'll have big Aldrich calves by side. Also offered will be several Angus, Polar Hereford, Black Simmental, and Charley bulls. They'll be 20 months to 3 years of age. To consign cows, for more information on a special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, November 15th at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Information from Mid-America Ag Network, in for Craig Mead. I'm Andy Hoosier as we move along on Tuesday today, and still really not any better news as we've seen throughout the day. Still red mostly across the board. Starting off with your livestock right now, live cattle for December is down 127 to 119.30. February for live cattle is down 137 to 125.02. Feeder cattle for November down 112 to 157.57. January down 262 to 154.35. And March is down 222 to 152.40. No change there for lean hogs as well. December lean hog down 217 to 60.12. February sitting at 67.80, which is down 250. And April is at 72.55, which is down 170. Still mixed in the grains as December corn is down 4.25 to 338. While wheat for December is up 3.25 to 427.5. KC wheat for December down 0.5 right now to 427 even. Soybeans maybe plateaued a little bit right now. November soybeans down 5 to 958.5. Not a whole lot of movement in the last hour. Soybean meal for December is down 120 to 310.10. And soybean oil for December is down 24 cents to 34.09. Now, one place we are seeing a little green on the market today is interest rates, as 30-year bonds in December are up right now 17 to 152.30. March 30-year bonds up 18 to 151.26. 10-year notes right now up 4 points to 124.24. And 5-year notes right now are up just a tick to 116.30. While we are seeing a little bit of a mixed board right now in currencies, as the U.S. dollar index right now in December down 71 cents to 93.67. The euro is up a hair to 118. The Japanese yen right now up a hair in the green slightly to 88. And Australian dollar right now up a hair to 76. So slightly mixed across the board in that sense when it comes to your currencies right now. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, in for Craig Mead. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. The National Pork Producers Council, bothered by a plan to ban the use of preventive antibiotics by the World Health Organization. I'll talk about it after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, Watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
A ban on disease prevention uses of antibiotics in food animal production being advocated by the World Health Organization would, according to the National Pork Producers, be ill-advised and wrong. The National Pork Producers said denying pigs, cows, and chickens necessary antibiotics would be unethical and immoral, leading to animal suffering and possibly death, and could even compromise the nation's food system. Now, the pork producers in America do share the World Health Organization concern about the rise in antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which is why they have taken steps over the past 30 years to ensure they are using antibiotics responsibly. To keep animals healthy and to produce safe food, they are complying with an FDA directive that prohibits the use of antibiotics important to human medicine for promoting animal growth, and that requires feed and water uses of those same antibiotics to be under a veterinary prescription. They also participate in pork industry-developed programs that include responsible antibiotics use and support federal efforts to track antibiotic resistance in foodborne bacteria from humans, retail meats, and food animals. And the pork industry is concerned enough to be working very hard to make sure the rules are followed. On the other hand, I agree with them that if the use of an antibiotic can prevent or cure illness in animals, then by all means, it should be used. I do not want to eat meat from a diseased animal. The U.S. pork industry's goal is to reduce the need for antibiotics. It's devoted time and resources to that end, including adopting good antibiotic stewardship practices and studying alternatives to antibiotics. Back with a final word after this message.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, developed to deliver the effective weed control you need. These products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning, because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone. Because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
America's livestock producer indeed sharing the concern of the medical community bothered by the use of antibiotics when not needed, and they're doing their job. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
To honor and thank farmer veterans, Successful Farming Magazine is featuring two of them this month. Learn a bit about these men on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The first winner of this year's Successful Farming Fighter to Farmer contest is Steve Conrad, who is the eighth generation to farm his family's land in West Virginia. His great-grandfather fought in the Civil War, and Steve flew fighter jets in Vietnam. When he retired from the Navy, Steve returned to the family farm and assisted in starting a local poultry co-op after a poultry company closed up shop and left over 100 producers in the lurch.
Nobody probably gave us much chance of success, but we had a couple things going for us. One is that the guy that was in charge of it was like a bulldog, and he wouldn't give up. We got investment. We raised money from the surrounding community. We put our first birds on the ground in July and sold the first birds the 29th of November. The first month, we made $500,000.
Our second Fighter to Farmer winner is Chase Crawford of Sherburne, Minnesota, who is in the National Guard and fought in the Middle East. After 9 years serving in the Guard, Chase decided it was time to focus on the farm.
Farming and military stuff doesn't go hand in hand very well. So I decided if I was going to farm, then I probably should get out of the military. I loved the military. My father-in-law helped a lot, but I utilized my nights quite a bit. It's torture on a nice October day, and you're sitting at the armory looking out the door when corn's about 17% or 16% and ready to go.
Chase stays involved with military veterans. He's the commander of the local legion. I'm Jody Hinke. Read our Fighter to Farmers full stories at agriculture.com.
And give our opinion about if we think they're on the right track or not.
Purdue has visited more than 30 states since last April, talking to farmers and ranchers about what they think needs to be included in the 2018 Farm Bill.
What's working, what's not, and how can we do better? I'm a continuous improvement guy. I think we made a lot of improvements in 2014. We didn't nail it right in the middle, and we won't in 18. But it's a matter of continuing to move the needle toward a good balance of market signals versus safety net.
Purdue says he has been stressing the need to balance the farm safety net with encouraging growers to produce for the market within the context of the new 2018 Farm Bill.
The 14 Farm Bill and moving away from direct payments and those kind of things was a good step. The safety net is the real key for food security. We've got to have a safety net out here where producers look at market signals and produce for the market, not for farm programs. And that means a real balance here. And you got so many more crops and using insurance as the basis of that safety net. So what's the right balance there? I think the two committees are fairly informed on some of the intricacies of the Farm Bill and insurance and ARC and PLC and all those kind of payments.
Purdue says he expects the upcoming Farm Bill to look just a little bit different.
I've been quoted as saying, I think the 18 Farm Bill will be more evolutionary than revolutionary.
As far as his role within the USDA,
telling the story of American agriculture really is what you do, but it's also what we hope to do at USDA, not only here in this country, but around the world.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761.